అహం సంవర్తకోరణీధర సుప్రసాద ప్రసన్నాత్మా విశ్వభుక్తిభు సత్కర్త సత్కృత సాధుర్జన్మ నారాయణో నర.
Let's start on two, the Nama 235, number 235, Dharani Dharaha.
Dharani Dharaha.
There.
Right.
Okay. Repeat after me. Dharani Dharaha.
Dharani Dharaha.
235.
Okay. We did?
Yeah.
I remember, okay, 236. Suprasadaha.
Suprasadaha.
Shobhanaha.
Shobhanaha.
Prasadaha yasya.
Prasadaha yasya.
Apakaravatam api.
Apakaravatam api.
Shishupaladinam.
Shishupaladinam.
Moksha pradadritva iti.
Moksha
pradatritvat. Moksha pradat. Say
moksha. Moksha
pradatritvat.
Pradatritvat.
Iti.
Iti.
Va suprasadaha.
Va suprasadaha.
So suprasada. Suprasadaha. 236. Suprasadaha. Prasada. We are usually think of receiving prasad. But here Bhagavan is the prasad. Su prasadaha. So we'll see how that is. Su prasad, the one who blesses people with his grace. So the prasad is coming from Bhagavan. So su means beautiful, right? Whose prasad is shobhana. Shobhana means that which is a blessing, is so beautiful. So shobhanaha. So when you see the su, what does the su stand for as an upasarga? Shobhana. Shobhana, that which is a blessing, which is so beautiful. Shobhanaha prasadaha yasya. So the one for whom, bahuvrahi, the one whose prasada is shobhana. You can say it's a blessing. Shobhanaha prasadaha yasya. Whose prasada is a blessing. So the one, he says, one who blesses people with his grace, but we'll see how that is. Then, so what he says for this prasada, the one who is blessing people, apakara vitam api, even for those who have done apakaras, you know, like who have, vat means have, for those people who have apakaras, means they've done things wrong. Those who have made mistakes, who have done some papas, who have made wrong actions, so even for those who are the papis or who have made some, have done wrong things, even for them, such as Shishupala, etc. Shishupala wanted to marry and was going to marry Rukmini. And Krishna married Rukmini, right? Shishupala was the one who was supposed to marry Rukmini. Yeah. But Rukmini wanted to marry Krishna. And so what Krishna did was go and kidnap. It was a marriage through kidnap. He kidnapped Rukmini and took her away. Mm-hmm. And Shishupala was supposed to be marrying Rukmini. And so he was so angry. Shishupala was so angry that every day all he thought about was this terrible wrong that Krishna had done. Yeah. So for Krishna, Shishupala, because he could not think about anything except Krishna, because he was raging and so angry, you know, that he became viewed as a great devotee. Because he always had Krishna in his mind. So let me read what Swamiji says it so nicely. The Lord is a source of prasada, blessing. Okay, even those who did harm to him were given moksha. Shishupala wanted to marry Rukmini, whereas Rukmini wanted to marry Krishna. And Sri Krishna also wanted to marry her. Okay, so not just a one-sided. So on the eve of her wedding to Shishupala, Sri Krishna kidnapped Rukmini at her request. Shishupala was angry and became inimical towards Sri Krishna. Because of his anger, he thought of the Lord every day. And by this, Shishupala got moksha. Gain of swarga is apeg. So what do you mean gained, not moksha in terms of Brahman, in terms of knowledge, but in terms of blessing, he gained what we call apekshika moksha. Means he went to Swargaloka. You got to go to Swargaloka. You know, which means that as you go to Swargaloka, you're there as long as the Kalpa, as long as the creation is manifest until the Laya, Pralaya. Then so Shishupala got to be in Swargaloka, enjoying all of the ananda that particular loka gives without any kind of old age or ever wanting for any thirst or food or anything where your mind and your desires are continually satisfied. Because of his tremendous devotion to Krishna in the terms of his annoyance. So that's a famous story. So even for those who have done wrong deeds or hurtful deeds or whatever, such as Shishupala, because Shishupala was always, you know, trying to, you know, poke at Krishna, you know. But then he had such devotion to Krishna through his anger. There's other stories like this too, you know. So for Shishupala and others, Shishupala Adi, yeah, Adi means, so for Shishupala and others who have done some sort of apakara, some sort of, you know, anger or some negative behavior, some sort of papa.
Because that's very negative.
Yeah. He becomes the moksha because of being the giver of moksha, moksha pradatra, the one who gives. So because of being the one who gives moksha to those who have apakaras, such as Shishupala, you know, he is called suprasadaha, the one who gives the ultimate blessing. Right? That ultimate blessing is moksha. The ultimate blessing is to be able to enjoy the ananda, the prasada. Like say when you have as a mumukshu, you have that, you're taught, and you have that prasada buddhi. That prasada buddhi means that whatever is coming your way, whatever experiences are coming your way, accepting Bhagavan as the karmapala datta, the one who gives the all karmapala, you take everything as prasad. Right? Because it's given by Bhagavan. So whatever experience internally or externally that comes your way, you receive that as Bhagavan's prasad. When you receive it as Bhagavan's prasad, you have that antakarna shuddhi, means that shantavritti. You have that shantavritti, which receiving that as prasad, you receive it as a blessing. In the receiving it as a blessing, you feel blessed. Right? And so when everything is received with that prasada buddhi, what does Swami say here?
That's very much like the Rumi poem. It's like the Rumi poem was like it.
Yeah. You should read this. It's kind of long, but it's a really... Some of the Swamiji, do you have this book?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So sometimes I ask everybody to, even before coming or after coming, to be sure to read.
Okay.
And some of them are just at this point, because we're already like a third of the way through the namas, a little more, a quarter of the way, really. sometimes they're just a small paragraph. Others, they're more. It's just a small paragraph, often I'll read or read sections out of it. This is really beautiful, so you should study it. So we did suprasadaha, the one who blesses people with his grace. Then prasannatma.
Prasannatma.
The one who is ever satisfied. Prasannaha.
Prasannaha.
Atma.
Atma.
Swarupam. Swarupam. Yasya prasannatma.
Yasya prasannatma.
Yadva.
Yadva.
Prasanna svabhavaha.
Prasanna svabhavaha.
Karunikaha. So the one who's ever satisfied. So these two words, you'll see, suprasadaha and prasannaha, they go together.
Mm-hmm.
These 236 and 237, and his commentary in 237, he brings these two words together in a beautiful way. So here, prasannaha, the one who's atma, so yesya, for whom, the one who's atma means who's swarupa here. So the one who's Atma, who's self, who's very being, who's Swarupa, is Prasannaha. So Prasannaha and Prasada, they're very similar, right? So Prasannaha, Prasad, it means that when I think of Prasanna, you know the Murtis in the temple, like the Dakshinamurti temple, in the Dakshinamurti Murti, you know that gentle smile?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the very gentle, the face is, has so much peace. Swamiji talks about this, like, even the eyelids, you'll see the eyelids as gently closed, just very gently just touching the lower lids. So if the eye is as though open, the eyelid is as though, it's closed, but it's as though open. There's no creases in it, there's no tension in the eyelid. So it says they're just gently closed. So there's a feeling of openness in the eyes, even though the lids are closed. And then this very gentle, gentle smile. So when you let your face assume that gentle smile with those gently closed lids, it evokes that prasanna, that satisfaction. It evokes that satisfaction that is not something we know of in the world. It's just a word that points to the prasanna of your own being. Because we have so many different types of antakarna vrittis that have different levels of prasanna or satisfaction or well-being. We're not talking about the vritti. We're talking about the prasanna, which is Bhagavan's own swarupa, which is the swarupa of the Atma. And so all of these words are what we call lakshanas. They point to something to be recognized in terms of your own being. So here the prasanna Atma, the one who is ever satisfied. So prasannaha Atma means swarupaha. Yes, yeah. Whose swarupa, whose nature is prasanna. Whose nature means whose Atma, whose being is prasanna. So Atma here means swarupa. Yes, yeah. He is prasanna Atma. Yadva, or prasanna svabhavaha karunikaha ityartaha. So here, the svabhava, the one who's svabhava, means if you think of the Ishwar as Vishnu, his temperament, his nature is karunika, is filled with compassion. Karunika means compassion. Right? So how does the Atma, means your own swarupa, how does that manifest in the mind? You know, you can say it manifests in the mind as ananda, means a vritti, as ananda. There's very many forms of ananda. So here, when we're talking about prasannatma, we just had Suprasada, and he blesses even Shishapalu, you know. So that that prasanna manifests in the mind as compassion.
Because what?
Compassion. So the one, because he's the giver of moksha, he gives moksha, it doesn't matter. The mumukshu, you know, comes with all kinds of problems. The mumukshu, unless you're an uttama adhikari, which Swamiji will say, no, doesn't really exist in this Kali Yuga, you know. So we come to the guru, come to the teacher, it's like saying we come to Bhagavan, you know, for liberation, or with devotion, with Shraddha. We have all these issues, you know. Bhagavan doesn't say, you have too many issues.
Go away.
There are too many issues there. If you come with a Shraddha, even if it's like Shishupalu, so angry, you know, you come with these issues, Bhagavan takes you and your issues. Sometimes they say that...
Well, he has to, or there wouldn't be any students.
Yeah, well, true. But what it means is that there's no rejection.
Yeah.
That's like when we do certain meditations, which I love just as a way of life. Because what we do in Nididhyasana, in the contemplations we do here, to me those are how we live. But we're just doing it in slow motion. Mm-hmm. Right, the values that we have. One is that welcoming. That karunika, karuna means compassion, so karunika is the one who has that compassion. Welcoming is compassion. It's non-judgmental. If you're welcoming, you're not judgmental. If you're welcoming, you're not pushing away. So there's that sense also in terms of all of your little issues.
Welcoming.
Yeah, welcome. Having that welcoming, like Bhagavan. Bhagavan doesn't push away your issues. He tries to help. I always thought that was maybe what helped me the most in my life with Swamiji, besides gaining knowledge. But in terms of Adhikarana Shuddhi, you know, that allows your mind to really dwell in this knowledge, was welcoming. Swamiji never pushed away. He never pushed anywhere.
Anyone away.
No.
Yeah.
Oops. Uh-oh. Okay, I think we'll stop here because my
time. That smile, how does that evoke satisfaction just by
smiling? It's because that you're the stula sharira, the physical body, you know, responds to the sukshma sharira. Mm-hmm. And so you can do it the opposite way.
Yeah.
So if you change the physical body, mm-hmm. like say if you bring that smile into the physical body, it will affect the subtle body. Whereas the subtle body, if the subtle body has that prasanna, mm-hmm. that will affect the physical body. You can go the opposite way.
Yeah.
So by assuming that, relaxing your body, bringing in, you know, gently closing your eyelids, getting that half smile that you see in all of the murtis, they have that, right? Mm-hmm. So you assume that posture, that evokes your own presence. The mind then assumes much more shanti, you know? If somebody's really frowning, you know, we know what that means, right? Because that's what we do when we frown.
And
smiling, we know what's inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's call it a day.
Just one final chance. Prasanna means satisfaction.
Om swasti prajavya paripalayantam nyayena margena mahimahishah go brahmane jashubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu kale varshati parjanyah prithivi sasya shalini desho yamsho barahitah Brahmanasa santu nirbhayaha, sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukha bhag bhavet, asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om